Well, now we're going to turn our focus over to the Northeast Georgia Regional Solid Waste Summit. And I'm really excited to have three fantastic women here today. We have Suki Jansen from Athens-Clarke. We have Elaine Oakes from Walton County and Sandra Webb from Madison County. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Just fine.
Thank you. We're fine.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, well, I'm excited when I heard about this. This is right in our wheelhouse. We love all things environmental. And to be able to sit down with a group of ladies that are representing several counties, and my understanding is this actual summit is 10 different counties. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So what a great opportunity to talk about all good things going on in the environment and how we can do a better job. So instead of me reading bios on y'all, I thought I'd just give you the opportunity to introduce yourselves one at a time. We'll start with you, Suki.
Great. Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm the Waste Reduction Administrator in Athens-Clarke County, Georgia, which means I get to talk trash every day and get people to reduce the amount of trash that goes into our local landfill. A large bulk of my job is the contract management of our processing facility in Athens. We have a 22,000 square foot processing facility. We've had it for 15 years. It was the first of its kind in Georgia. It pairs a private company, ReCommunity, with Athens-Clarke County, and we recycle about 15,000 tons a year through that facility, which is not a large amount, but it's great for our region, so we're really excited about that. I also get to go into schools, my favorite thing, and educate young folks about waste reduction issues. And lastly, I'm a good wife, I think, of a great guy, Chris Jansen. My husband, he's a teacher of eighth graders, which is kind of crazy. And I'm a mom to lots of furry and scaly creatures.
Furry and scaly. That's quite the combination. I guess you keep them
separated. Keep them in separate rooms.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you, Elaine?
Well, I've been involved with the Keep Walton Beautiful program, which is, we're an affiliate of Keep America Beautiful, and I started out as a volunteer in 1989, and the position just gradually grew, and I became the coordinator, and then later the recycling director for our county. And our county is smaller than Athens-Clarke. We're bigger, a little bit bigger than Madison County, so we're kind of a medium-sized county. But I, too, do a lot of the education. Well, I do all of the education, really, for not only the Keep Walton Beautiful program, where we, you know, deal with litter reduction and things like that, but I also manage our recycling facility. And we market our materials, and we have a strong program, and we're very excited, you know, that we've done so well and have been around so long in Walton County. And I think more and more I'm seeing over the years that people really do appreciate what we do. And I run into students now that that they're grown now, and they're saying, I remember you when you came into the school, and, you know, I've carried recycling with me since that time. So that's a good feeling.
Absolutely. That's great. So that you're starting to hear that feedback.
Exactly.
I think there's been a big shift in the public opinion on recycling.
Well, you know, when I first became involved, it was the early 90s, and that was the buzzword. And we, you know, now everybody's talking about going green, and we kind of laugh amongst ourselves, and we said, well, we were green before it was ever popular to be green, you know, because, but even like what my mother grew up on a farm, so I was raised in that mindset somewhat of reusing things and not being wasteful in general. So I'm really glad to see that's coming back around, and people are beginning to realize how important it is.
It seems like there was a shift, like from the Depression era, all the, you know, coming through, and then kind of got away from it, and now people are seeing, you know, how important it is to be a good steward of the earth.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about, is being a good steward of the earth. It really is.
That's right. And now we're going to talk to Sandra Webb. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us be here today to talk about our issues and about our summit. I am the executive director for Keep Madison County Beautiful, and as Elaine said, our jobs have evolved over the years. I've been there 21 years. I am the recycling coordinator and also the solid waste director. So I wear a lot of hats in Madison County, and I'm always excited to be able to get with the other nine counties to be able to discuss solid waste issues and to make sure that we're on target in Madison County. I'm married to Gary Webb, and we'll celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary in February.
Wow.
We have two grown children, and I have one grandson, which is wonderful, and I have one four-legged basset hound, and her name is Zoe.
Zoe.
And she rules our house with a firm paw.
I like that. Okay, well, why don't you all just start telling us about the summit? Because a lot of our listeners will be unfamiliar with it, and I think it'd be great to give an overview.
Yeah, how long has it been going on?
This is our second summit, and we haven't done it annually. We did it a few years back. At that juncture, there were talks about landfill space being a huge issue in our region. We have less capacity in our region of Georgia than any other part of the state. So a few years back, it kind of came to a head, and we brought elected officials together to talk about solid waste issues in our region. It was successful, so we decided to bring it back because we're at another juncture where the state has cut back a tremendous amount of positions in the waste reduction and recycling realm, and also cut out our reporting. We no longer have to report to the state our waste reduction activities. And so we wanted to get together as a region to make sure, just because we're not reporting to the state, we don't want to minimize the importance of what we're doing. So we brought the Solid Waste Summit back this year to educate elected officials and the general public about solid waste issues in our region.
Guess
and so
what,
really,
Georgia?
This will be the second
recycling just got easier thanks to the team at Waste Pro, whether it's
and
tossing items into
in
your curbside
region?
Container at home, being environmentally
total,
focused,
I'm not people, but counties.
Or properly disposing of your recyclables while at
there
local
are 12
events.
Counties, but
Waste
only
Pro
10
can
of
serve
them
all your recycling collection and processing needs. Waste Pro also provides
but
residential and commercial
summit,
solid waste collection, processing, and disposal.
Invited,
Waste Pro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call us in Athens at 706-227-3222 or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447.
We're including all the counties for invitation to this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your objective for this? At the end of the summit, what do you want to accomplish?
We really want people to understand the importance of waste reduction. Probably we're selfishly more in tune with that. We're all involved heavily with waste reduction, recycling. But more importantly, we want to make sure everybody understands the big picture. We all generate trash. It all can't be recycled at this juncture in Georgia. So we need to make sure we understand where our trash travels to and how we can minimize the trash in our region. And I think we want everybody just to understand kind of everything there is to understand about solid waste issues in our region and beyond our region, and understand the connections. We have three speakers at the lunch hour that are speaking on what's happening regionally. When I say regionally, in this case, it's all over the southeastern region. We have Will Sagar with the Southeastern Development Council. He's coming to speak about how important recycling is when it comes to manufacturing and businesses. And then Gloria Hardegree with the Georgia Recycling Coalition is speaking on the importance of recycling on the state level. And then Joe Dunlop with the Georgia Department of Community Affairs is speaking on the changes that have taken place at the state level with reporting, and also trying to bring it home locally to tell us the local impact of those changes. So that our elected officials and general population understand.
One thing that I wanted to add to what Suki was saying about the changes, one of the things that the Solid Waste Authority has done, and it's really saved the counties a lot of money, because we've gone in together to do a regional plan, and I think we're the only one in the state of Georgia that has done that. And this was a requirement of the state, and we had to do a 10-year plan, and we had to answer all these questions, you know, about where our waste was going and what kind of things we were doing in our communities to reduce our waste. So even though the state is not, they don't really have anybody there at the state level anymore to look at all these plans and say, okay, check off, we're approving yours. We're wanting, this summit is one of the things we're doing, is to let the elected officials know that it's still very important for all of us to do our plans, because if we don't have a plan and somebody comes in and tries to, you know, put something in our region without any kind of, you know, instruction to look back at it, what we want for our region, then we really don't have a leg to stand on. So we've got to take responsibility ourselves to look after ourselves and not just think that it's going to be looked after at the state level. It's putting a little bit more back onto the local communities.
And is there, it seems like there's a pretty good buy-in if you've got all these counties involved. Is it hard coordinating all the different counties? Is there personalities? And
we have been together. This authority has been together. Sandra, how
20
long?
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
20 years. Some of us have been around the table for 20 years, and we've talked trash for a long time. But it's really evolved in 20 years. We went from not having as many markets available to smaller counties for our recycling to now we have a lot of recycling in the area and a lot of markets and places to take our recycling, which knocks down on the amount of solid waste that we have to find a home for in the landfills. So we're saving our landfill space that way. So being around that table, we've made a lot of friends. And one thing I've learned is that trash doesn't stop at the county line. It goes across many county lines. And what one county might be doing will definitely affect next door neighbor. You know, if you put a landfill in the county next door to me, then when the trucks come through, they're coming through my county too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have my own set of problems at that point. So it's a good thing to get around that table and a good thing for us to sit down and know what's going on and be able to say it's our problem, not just my problem.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And,
gotcha. So I'm curious about the counties versus in with the budget cuts and the, you know, they're stopping the reporting. It seems like there's a lot of contractions going on. What about privatization? What do you feel about that? I know I live in Gwinnett County, and they went to that. And, you know, kind of where the kind of outer regions stand on that. Is that seen as a good thing or a bad thing? Or
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that what the most important thing to me is for my people that lead my county to be able to have say in what goes on once it comes into my county, whether it's private or whatever, you know, they need to be able to have some say in, you know, how far it is from the county line or the water, you know, the river and all that. So this is one thing that we can kind of keep in mind, you know, when we sit around that table, is to be able to let people know what we, you know, what we want.
And that's what the summit is good for. This is a chance for us to educate our general population elected officials like Sandra did, so they can hopefully make better educated decisions about solid waste. And working with private companies, we have actually several sponsors of our Solid Waste Summit that are private collection companies. So mm-hmm. I think in our region, we have a great combination of public and private mm-hmm. collections and recycling centers.
And that's really what it does take, because there's a place for both. You know, in my county, we have a pay-as-you-throw system in our garbage, but we also have private haulers, for example, and so people do have a choice, you know, that they can do either or. But there are also very specific areas where private does a really, really good job, and then there are other situations where when you look at, for example, a road where nobody, you know, owns it, you can't expect a private hauler just to go clean up that area or whatever. So there's a need for the public sector to stay involved, I think, in waste in general. And I think some communities have tried to go either or, and at times they find out that it's really better to have a little bit of both going on.
And I agree with that, Elaine. A lot of people think out of sight, out of mind. You know, when you throw it away, they forget about it. But, you know, that's where our jobs jump on board at that point. We have to figure out what to do with it and, you know, and make sure that now we want to educate people. And I like to get in the schools and in the younger grades and teach them the right way, where when they grow up, they'll already have that instilled.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, can you walk us through a little bit? Each of you mentioned that you're active in the school area. What does that look like in terms of what you guys do in the schools?
I'll jump in there. For Athens Clark County, we have a green school program. Mm-hmm. And so we have, right now, we have 15 green schools in our community. And to be green school, it means that that school and those teachers have to commit to actually infusing their curriculum with environmental activities and lessons.
Not just talking about it.
Correct.
They have to actually do
it. And they
something.
Not only have to do it, but they have to log it. And then they send the logs in to us. I have a committee of folks. We review the logs and will or will not designate them as a green school. Then they have to do it annually to actually renew that. And when we say green, it's not just about recycling, although we love recycling and waste reduction activities, but we also partner with water conservation in our community, stormwater, the parks and rec, and also planning department, because planning is a huge portion of making a community sustainable, is properly planning for growth. And so we also involve the planning department. So we've been involved in our green school program since 2005. So we're out and about with our mascots
and the
crazy
like
programs.
It?
They it's, love it. Yes, yeah, they do. They love it. They embrace it. They're easier. Adults are hard. I mean, you know, once they, a habit, they say, you know, it forms very quickly. And to break a habit, it takes something like 20 some days or 30. I'm not so sure that's correct with adults. I think it takes years sometimes to break a bad habit. With children, they haven't started those bad habits.
Right.
So, you know, winning them over is a lot easier than trying to convince an adult to start recycling or cutting down on water usage, whatever it might be.
Is that how you see it, Aileen?
Well, I think all of us basically do the same thing when we go into our schools. I know that in Walton County, with the funding being so low, the schools, we were having field trips to our facility, and we targeted the third grade because that was the level that the curriculum that they were getting credit, you know, for coming to visit. So what we did is I talked to the superintendent, and we ended up doing a video that was put into the schools, and it was basically me doing the tour and the little song and dance and everything, but it for those that could not come to our facility to see it, we actually were still going into the school. And I do a lot of after-school programs, too.
Right.
And I think, you know, the teachers all seem to really appreciate it. And like Suki said, it's hitting at a young age and getting them to start early, you know, with their habits that they can carry with them throughout their life.
Right.
Well, I think I got y'all beat one time. I don't know if you know this or not, but I used to be in the waste industry. I worked for Southern States, and which became Allied ultimately. And so I have a lot of background in this. And I was a partner in education at Fitzhugh Lee Elementary, and we took them all out on a bus down to the landfill. And those kids are riding around bumping on the bus. They love that.
They do love seeing trash being buried.
Oh, yeah. They're like, look at that. That was great. So I'm sure that made quite an impression. So now you were talking about having some speakers come on. Can you tell us more about the agenda? Is it a one-day summit or two-day summit? Kind of.
It is. On January 27th at the Classic Center, which is in downtown Athens, we're going to have the second Solid Waste Summit. In the morning from 9 to about lunchtime, 12, we're going to have vendors, or exhibitors, I should say. We're not vending anything, so more like exhibitors that actually touch on land limitations, collection, disposal, education, and waste reduction. They're going to be set up at the Classic Center, and we're inviting the general public and elected officials to come to speak to those exhibitors. Exhibiting there is free, and we've basically invited most all of the exhibitors to come in those four or five areas. So all morning we'll be speaking one-on-one with elected officials and the general population from our region, educating them about land limitation, collection, disposal, education, and waste reduction in our region. Then at the lunch hour, it is for invitation only. And we're mainly doing that to keep our costs down because we are doing a tabled lunch, and that's mainly for elected officials. We'll have those three speakers educating our elected officials during the lunch hour. Then after lunch, the fun starts. Like Elaine said, we're all about taking tours and going on field trips. Even as an adult, you like going on a field trip. So the afternoon's going to be spent touring the Athens-Clark County landfill, the compost facility, which is a commercial compost facility in Athens, and then the Athens-Clark County recycling facility. So we're going to take elected officials and the general public to those three facilities so they can see and understand what goes on. Unfortunately, we wish we could go to every county and tour every. We've got great recycling facilities in our region and interesting landfills, but for cost and time's sake, Athens is really condensed and compact, so we're going to tour those three and hope that our elected officials and general public gain a clearer picture of where some of our waste travels in the region. And that's going to be the day. It's from 9 to 4:30. Again, it'll start at the Classic Center with exhibits, have a great lunch with speakers, and then the afternoon, our tours, it's free and open to the general public all afternoon. We'll have some busing. It's limited, I think. And then we'll have maps so people can easily find their way around Athens to those three facilities.
Okay, so is the event free altogether?
It is.
That's great.
It is.
Should get a lot of interest there.
Now, if there was one thing you guys could, if you can instill in your, in the people attending, what would that be? You know, one takeaway that you wish that, you know what, I hope they really connect and understand this one urgent thing that's on the top of my mind. What would that be?
I go back to saying stewardship, because I think really and truly that simplifies it. I mean, that's what it is. It's just being good stewards of the earth. And we have so many wonderful things here in our country, and so many wonderful natural resources. And I think that we're meant to use them, but we're meant to use them wisely and really think about what we're doing. And that's what I try to tell people when I talk to them.
I'm going to jump on Elaine just a little bit. For us too, even though I love stewardship is why I'm involved and why I chose this path in my life. But I think what resonates sometimes in our community are jobs. One of our speakers, Will Seeger, is going to speak on how many jobs are created in our region of the United States, the Southeast, just by recycling. We're not asking people to go buy a Prius to slap solar panels on their house to be a greener person or to employ people. You can employ somebody just by recycling this water bottle on the table. And the more water bottles we have, the more water more people we'll be able to employ in the plastics or aluminum or paper realm. And so since the economy has really taken a dive to the South over the last few years, I've had to change our talk just a little bit. And I think we've tried to be impactful by letting people know how many jobs in Athens. There are 70 people in Athens that have jobs. We have about 20 to 30,000 in the state of Georgia that have jobs specific to recycling. And in the United States, 1.1 million people have jobs. And we have a really dismal recycling rate around the United States, 30%. Imagine if we actually jumped up to 50, 60, or 70, how many more people we can employ. And that speaks volumes, because those people will be employed right here in the United States. We're not we're not going to ship those people off to India. Yes, right, to go collect recyclables off my curb. Those are jobs right here. And so we've kind of taken a different tune lately, because I think the economic times has had people looking at the environment a little differently. So
let's talk about a few best practices that you might be able to share with the listeners just in general on recycling, since we have three experts here.
We just started a new program. We recycle cooking oil. And we also are looking at recycling paint, and we're have a very successful used motor oil recycling. And I think that's wonderful for Madison County, because we're a population of little more than 28,000. And so
how do you facilitate the cooking oil recycling?
Keep in mind, we're small, so, you know, we can keep a handle on these things. And most of all of our waste is dropped off, and we don't have any pickup in our county. And they, you know, the people drop this off, and they keep it separate from their waste, and we make sure it gets into the right place.
Wow, that's a good service.
Used motor oil, especially. Did you get mostly commercial people dropping used motor oil? Because I remember growing up, you just kind of dumped it in the backyard.
No, not anymore. We don't.
No.
Come on now.
Bad. When me. I didn't do it.
No, it's not mainly commercial. It's mainly the citizens.
Right, that are changing their own oil.
That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we, like I said, we're starting the other two programs, but our used motor oil program is going gangbusters.
Was that surprising to you?
Most certainly. I was horrified to get that started, because I thought that, you know, it could go either great or it could be terrible, you know, and all. But the citizens have...
They've embraced it,
and they're going great with that. And I look forward to our cooking oil and our paint recycling.
That's kind of scary when you think, when you start something like that, and you're like, wow, look how much they're recycling. And then you're like, what did they do with this before?
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, we kind of know what happened before. That's
all in Joyce's backyard.
There you go. That's right. Well, how about you, Elaine?
We do a collection service for our schools and for businesses. We pick up their office and school paper, and we have a competition going on in the schools that they really enjoy, and we recycle a lot of paper. We also, like Sandra, we do take the motor oil, and we take computers and computer parts, and just lots of other things. We're going to be starting the cooking oil soon ourselves, but it's going to be a little bit trickier for us because we are a much larger county. We're about up to 85,000 now in Walton County, and when I started, we were only at 35,000. So we have really grown in leaps and bounds in Walton County, and our facility is still the same amount of space. So you know, even though some things that I want to do more of, we just have to do what we can with the space that we're allocated. But I agree with Sookie. It really is important in our state, the economics of our state, for us to recycle, because we do have some strong industries in our state for recycling, and the job thing is of utmost importance across the board. And so, you know, that I've talked to my elected officials somewhat about that, too. And I really do believe they're beginning to get it, because they support us. They really do support what we're doing. And I appreciate that. And I know a lot of our citizens appreciate it as well.
Mm-hmm. And this summit is a great place. You got them all in one place, so you can really hammer these points home to them, huh? They're captive.
Yes. Hopefully they will be.
It's that lunch. It's a good
that's
lunch.
That's right. Hopefully they will be.
And you get them on the bus after, then you can take them anywhere.
That's right. That's why we plan the field trip after. You know, right. You get kind of drowsy after lunch. Yeah. So hopefully we get them on and off the bus, and they'll stay awake. And if for no other reason, the smells, you know, might keep them awake at the landfill.
It's funny. So how many people are you expecting at the summit?
You know, we'll be happy if we have 50 to 100. We're hoping, of course, for more.
Sure.
Our first summit, we had about 75, maybe, people packed in that room. The first summit we had at the Linden Art House, which is a very small, the community room, and we had a packed house. And so we are being more directed and focused on this summit, so I think we'll enjoy seeing more people at this particular summit. And because we've had some changes at the state level, I think people, our elected officials in particular, will be interested in seeing what those changes are. So that we hope. If we pack the house, if we have standing room only, we will be happy. If we have 1,000 there, we will be really happy.
We'll find room, right?
We will find room for them.
That's wonderful. So I just want to ask y'all about some X factor tip that you might be able to share with the listeners on how to be a more friendly steward of the earth.
I'll jump in. A general recycling one is always follow the instructions of your local recycler. People throw things in a bin. I just know, you know, for me, I know that some of my residents are thinking, Sookie will find a way to recycle this if I throw it in the bin. What they're doing, though, is really hurting our program and increasing their carbon footprint, because they're sending something that I can't. We have 15,000 tons that go through our facility, 70 tons a day. If they have something that's not supposed to be in there, our folks are trained to pull it out, and unfortunately it goes straight to the landfill. I don't get to see every piece of trash or recycling that comes into our facility. So more important than anything is only put in the bin what your local recycling company, whether public or private, asks for to be put in that bin. They have reasons for that list.
Right.
And one of the worst things you can do for recycling is putting something in that bin that's not recyclable. And I think people feel like, oh, you know, I'll be green and I'm going to stick everything in my recycling bin. And then they have no green guilt, you know, because they haven't put anything in their trash can. But yet they've sent the recycling center a bunch of trash, you know, by way of a chugging diesel truck. Then it actually travels on the conveyor belts using electricity or gas. Then it gets put on another truck and chugged to the landfill. So they've just increased their carbon footprint if they've just followed the instructions from the get-go. So my biggest pet peeve is always following recycling guidelines, whether you're in Atlanta, Athens, Madison, or Walton County. Always follow the guidelines given to you. There's a reason behind it. We don't just sit around, Elaine and I and Sandra, I think we'll just recycle aluminum cans. You know, we're going to make some people mad. We are not going to take styrofoam. We don't dictate. The processors don't. It's in markets. We have to have places that want this material. And so I guess my biggest X factor piece is following recycling guidelines that are given to your community. Recycling's local, very local. You can't blanket what can be collected.
Gotcha. All right, I have a personal question. I'm always wondering, is it better just to wash out the mayonnaise jar till it's squeaky clean?
She asked everybody this because her and her husband are having this fight, and every time Joyce loses, so she's waiting to find somebody that's going to agree with her on how to do this.
Well,
so there's a lot of pressure on you.
My thought is, well, we're spending all this water trying to make it squeaky clean, so I'm trying to get to the bottom of this debate.
Well, let me say one thing. Different facilities, you got to think about the equipment that we have too. So when we say to somebody, you know, wash out the container, our guys, if you could just imagine, some people like have milk jugs, they don't wash them out, and they'll put the lid on them, and then they're sour. I mean, the smell is
right.
Horrible. Then you contend with yellow jackets and rodents and things like that that get into your recycling containers. And we've had, in all these years, I haven't had to deal with that as far as rodents, but this past year we have, and it's been terrible. And some, you know, they're saying now that we can mix lids in, you know, bottle caps, like with the plastic caps. But for us, our baler is an old baler, and it doesn't have all the safety mechanisms on them. So if the bottle cap was to shoot out, you know, from the baler, that could be hazardous. So there's, like Sookie said, there's different reasons for everything we do. And we, in our region, we probably take pretty much of the same thing, but when I'm talking to students and all, I say, you don't know where you're going to end up living when you grow up, but you need to know that in different areas of the country, they may take something different than what we take right here, but you just need to follow the rules. And don't get upset about what you can't recycle. Just make sure you recycle what you can recycle in that area, because it supports, you know, the local economy, the businesses that are taking those materials.
And the mayonnaise jar question, the burning mayonnaise
part. Wash out the jar.
I'm a huge, I don't eat a lot of mayonnaise, but peanut butter, man, I can't live without peanut butter. And peanut butter is probably worse than mayonnaise. I have to say, my plastic spatula, I scrape, number one, I'm cheap. I want all that peanut butter out of that jar. So I take my spatula, scrape that peanut butter out. And then I do give it a quick rinse with the water and then throw it in the recycling bin. But like Elaine says, if you don't rinse it out somewhat for us, it is a huge vector issue. Rats, and yellow jackets, if it's something sticky in an aluminum can.
We've had citizens have come through our facility and get stung because they're reaching into a container, you know, and their yellow jackets in
but
there.
But scrape it out, use a little bit of water. You don't have to send it through the dishwasher.
Right.
I have elderly residents in Clark County that I think send everything through the dishwasher.
Yeah, they're recyclables.
It comes in pristine.
That's my house.
And I don't. I never want them to come to the recycling center because I don't want them to see what the majority of Athenians
put
in their
bin.
That's right. Please don't look behind the curtain. But, you know, use that scraper, that spatula. They're your friends. Scrape it out. Give it a quick rinse or let it sit in the sink. And as you're washing out other things, there's going to be some water that collects in there, gray water. Use that to, you know, give a quick rinse. Then you're not really expending any extra water on that recyclable. So I always scrape. I can't bring myself to throw away, you know, anything that's recyclable. So I'll use my elbow grease and a little bit of water to do it. But I'm also don't work for the water department. They might say otherwise.
Right. That's a whole different show.
One thing I wanted to mention is that we have more than 60 Keep Georgia Beautiful programs throughout Georgia. So people need to get to know that they're directors of those programs, because they are vast knowledge as far as environmental issues. And they're just sitting there waiting, you know, and there's always some kind of environmental program going on. Sarah Visser with Keep Georgia Beautiful will be at the summit and be able to, you know, hand out educational materials from that program. But there's a lot of us that are, you know, executive directors of different programs in Georgia. And like I said, we invite people to come in and see what we're all about and become part of that.
All right. Well, that sounds like this is going to be the epicenter of all things solid waste. So I'd like to invite you to give the name of your website and how to access the summit information.
Yeah, we're going to use the Northeast Georgia Regional Commission's website, which is www.negrc.org. Once you get on that website, you can find us under the Solid Waste Authority. So again, that's www.grc.org under the Solid Waste Authority.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Suki Jensen from Athens-Clark, Elaine Oaks from Walton County, and Sandra Webb from Madison County. Y'all have been great today.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate you coming and educating the listeners on all things solid waste.
Thank you for letting us come.
Have a great summit.